Well, it's a real privilege to be able to talk a little bit about the Bible readings and how they integrate so well with Joan's life. I've only known Joan such a short time, just over 4 months, but I have to say she was one of the people that I really loved visiting. She was an absolute delight, and she always gave me, as you said in your talks, a very warm welcome. And we used to laugh together, and I saw the jigsaw, we discussed maps. She was just a lovely tonic in sometimes a bit of a harrowing day. The Good Samaritan. How often was Joan in that role for others, as we've heard? She had a life of service and caring for others, but rooted in her love and in her relationship with God. I found on Mengo Hospital website a sort of strapline or a statement by Albert Cook, which says, "To attempt to heal suffering is much. To carry the water of salvation is more. But to combine the two is the grandest and greatest work a man, stroke woman, can have." We've heard of Joan's life in a number of spheres. And how many people, I wonder, has she poured in wine and oil to their wounds? The oil of Christ's healing and the wine of his cleansing forgiveness. And then bandaged them up, both physically, but my guess is both emotionally and spiritually. She was, as we've heard, a generous woman. She wasn't materialistic at all. And then the Good Samaritan took pity on the man who'd been attacked. And Joan had great compassion and care. And I've heard lots of stories from Malmesbury folk of how she used to be going round on her bike, visiting the sick, going to homes, going to the hospital, going to people when they were bereaved with flowers and lots of love and care. But that wouldn't have been enough, actually. A wonderful life like that is not enough. It really isn't, unless it's rooted in the love that God has for us. And that's where Joan's love and care sprang from. And there are a number of threads in the psalm that were true for Joan, but wonderfully can be true for us as well. She was at home in God. He was her shelter, and she rested in his shadow. She had great trust in the faithfulness of her God and enjoyment. There was such a joy about Joan, even on the days when she didn't feel well. Up on her wall, as the nurses from Athelstan and carers from Athelstan House will know, there was a text which said, "Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." He was a safe place of refuge for her. I never got to hear about Uganda, sadly, because she couldn't remember. I would have loved to have heard all her midwifery and nursing stories. But my guess is that she really knew that she could shelter under God's wings, especially, how can we imagine those times when she was out there in that dreadful reign of terror. He was a place of security and love for her. But you know, it also says that those who know my name will be protected. And of course, Joan knew God's name. She knew the person behind the name. And she knew Jesus as her Saviour and Lord. She became a Christian when she was just 10 years old. And she followed Christ all her life. It says at the end of the psalm, "With long life will I satisfy those who know me and show them my salvation." And salvation is the very fullness of life in God. And Joan knew that. It's been a real privilege knowing Joan and hearing about her from you and seeing that golden thread of God woven right into the very heart of her life. She travelled with God and her life bore fruit. Joan has run that race set before her, looking to Jesus. And you know, I always find at funerals it's very salutary. I look at a person's life and I wonder, how does my life weigh in God's hands? It's always a time to reconsider the offer that God makes to each one of us, that we can know him more and more. We can enter deeply into life with God and follow him through Jesus Christ, who set our account with God straight by paying for our sin on the cross. And I'd just like to finish with a poem. Some of you will know Joan had some poems stuck on the side of her chest of drawers, and she always liked to show me one in particular. It was written by Sheila Dalton. It's called Promises. I will always be with you, watching over all you do. Do not worry, for I'll bide. Be your saviour and your guide. A promise made by me to you began its life so long ago. A promise that I'll always keep, from birth through life until you sleep. A promise that I did fulfill by my son's death upon a hill. My promise frees you from your strife and grants to you eternal life. The only thing I ask of you, but only if you want to do, is listen, learn, and then to come. You'll find me through my only son. My spirit he has left behind as comforter, for he is kind. So bend the knee and you will see the blessings of the Trinity. I thank you, Lord, for such a gift that makes my heart, my soul uplift, the knowledge that you'll always be standing here alongside me. Our spirit soars, we could just burst, you feed our souls, you quench our thirst. We know that as we read your word, we feel the mercy of the risen Lord. We reflect upon this as we read and realize you are all we need. And thus we hear your promise true. I always will be with you. Amen.